All right, well, welcome to another episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. It's good to be back. I only say that because I feel like I haven't recorded in a couple weeks, and if I would have to, like, seriously put some kind of a date on it, or like a lapse of time, I would say that it's probably been 3 weeks. Last time I recall recording was the day after the Brewers on Deck event, which was last episode. And that was end of January. Maybe not quite 3 weeks then, because it was just Valentine's Day last week, so probably 2 weeks. But anyway, it seems like a lot of time has passed in between recordings. In one way, but in the other way, it seems like it hasn't. And I'll tell you why. It's because, well, I didn't record last week because I didn't have anything to say. And I know I say that often on here, that I don't have anything to say, and then I go and record an entire episode of things that I can talk about. But I think I've really mean it this time. And I was thinking about it on Valentine's Day, and also kind of this morning when I was kind of lying in bed looking at the ceiling, is the fact that my life is just kind of at a standstill. I don't feel so horrible about everything, which is a good thing. I've taken a lot of, like, what I've said over the last couple months into perspective, and realized that I'm not as depressed or not as down about things, but I'm not really happy about anything either. Take, for instance, like, my job. It's like, I could take it or leave it. It's just kind of like, it just is. My life, like, what do I... Thanks, pal. Really helps me to be able to see you, to be able to turn when you pull right in front of me. Driving. But think about it, and I'm like, where am I really going? Like, what am I really doing to kind of push myself ahead, like, in a positive direction? Like, I'm just not. And so some of this was kind of stemmed from, yes, I said Valentine's Day, which, it's ridiculous to look at yourself and be like, oh, I'm single, I don't have anybody to spend the day with, and nobody loves me, and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's just stupid. Like, the only person, like, you know, I didn't get, like, any outside influence. Nobody was just like, hey, man, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Or like, oh, me and my wife, or me and my girlfriend are doing this. Nobody, like, rubbed it in my face that I was single. And, like, nobody really gives a shit anymore. It's not like, they don't really, sure, a lot of places, like, restaurants or candy companies or the card companies will hype up Valentine's Day, but the most part, if you stay away from that kind of thing, that you don't look at advertisements, you don't watch TV, like, you really don't get caught up in it. And that's what I realized this year. I'm like, I try to stay away from everything, basically, and I didn't have a bad Valentine's Day. It's because I didn't think about the fact that I'm single. Maybe I'm just used to it because I've been single for so long. But what really kind of, I guess, made me think about the fact that I am really kind of going nowhere is I Friday night I hung out with a friend, a really good friend of mine, that I don't hang out with nearly as often as I should. And when we were talking, we realized the last time that we actually sat down and talked, you know, aside from text messaging or bumping into each other at church or seeing someone somewhere, the last time we actually just sat down and had, like, a real conversation was almost a year ago. It was in late March of 2012. And I just, I couldn't believe it. It just didn't seem right. But the fact that the reason I kind of examined my life is that the fact. So I ask her, like, you know, what have you been up to in the last year? And had this all this incredible things to say, all these life changing things. Don't want to get into too much details because I don't want to, I guess, talk about that person if they don't feel like, you know, they don't give their consent, I guess, to be a part of this. But there's a lot of things that happen in their life, in their friends' lives, in their family's life, everything like that. And then it was my turn. And I had a couple things, you know, like in the last year, as far as Coach Gordon Bombay dying, then me getting Corbin Dallas, my cats, in case you didn't know that, and then moving into a new place. But aside from that, that's pretty much it. If I were to sum up my last year, like, nothing else has changed. And it's just kind of like, what am I doing with my life? Like, where am I going? And I guess professionally, not like work related, but professionally, like my own personal ventures. The Daily Burner has been a big part of my last year. I'm still cranking out articles on my blog and still doing things for my website, but that's kind of par for the course, really. That's something that I always do, regardless of if I'm feeling good or if I'm feeling bad or something. I just kind of still crank through that and kind of push that stuff out there, because it is very important to me to always be, like, I guess, writing my life story. So that's not something I'd say was like a big part of, you know, a good part of my last year. Or I don't really see that as a positive step, despite the fact that the stuff that we are putting together is really, really good. It's still just kind of probably not going to get me anywhere in life. It's just going to be a fun hobby. I really hope all the stuff we're doing in the Daily Burner gets us noticed. We get to either join along with some other group and do this, or maybe The Onion offers me a job. I'd have to push it a little more for stuff like that to happen. Or to do a better job of advertising or getting followers. And like, I don't know how to start like a venture up from the ground up and just kind of get people to buy into it. I'm not a pushy person by any means. I'm not a salesman. I'm not a marketing. I do my thing, and I don't really know how to get noticed or become famous. Like, I just kind of hope it happens if it's meant to be. That's the kind of, and maybe that has a lot to do with the fact that, like, why I am, I guess, at a standstill in my life is because I really don't put forth a lot of effort into making things happen. I just kind of, like, hope they happen by the good grace of God and karma and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to state for the record right now that it's time to do something with my life. Like, it's time to really make some changes. Because, like, I was sitting around over the weekend, and I just kind of, I can't exist how I used to be. Like, used to be, I'd just be fine going to work, making my money, working on my projects in the off time, hanging out with friends and drinking, having a good time and everything like that. And used to be enough to, I guess, keep me going for a while and just kind of be fulfilling enough in my life, and it just doesn't seem to be the case anymore. Like, I just, now I feel like there's an emptiness. Now there's a void. And last year, around this time, like in March, I realized that I wasn't writing enough. And that's a side of my creativity that I had to tap into. And there was a part of me that was missing. And I made it then an effort to write every day or to work on something every day just to fulfill my creative outbursts, I guess, that I was holding back by not doing anything. But that's not the case anymore. I work every day on things. So it seems like there's something else missing now. And I know it's, I'll pinpoint it, I guess. It's the loneliness. It's just a kind of like, it's a weird feeling when you sit at home over a weekend, kind of by yourself, and no one calls or texts you to hang out. You know, I used to get those text messages, and so it was like, hey man, we're hanging out at this place, you know, come on down. And I'd be like, maybe I'd go, maybe I wouldn't. But I don't even get invited anywhere anymore. It's kind of like people have forgotten about me. And I know I've probably brought it upon myself. I'll go ahead and blame myself for everything. As I know I'm at fault. Everything that's happened in my life, I'm probably mostly to blame for. At least anything that's happened to me personally, or like my interactions with others and everything like that, I'll admit it's my fault. So I don't know. I kind of don't know where that leaves me right now. I guess that just kind of means that I need to change something. Because just kind of standing pat. What does standing pat even mean? Does that mean like you're like a guy named Pat and you're just like standing there? Hey, look, it's standing pat. That's just kind of like your Indian name or something. Or like everybody says like, yeah, I'm standing pat. Why don't they ever say like, hey, I'm sitting Steve? What is standing pat? That doesn't make sense. Somebody must have used it at one point, and I used it today because I've heard somebody else use it. So go figure, right? But I am just kind of standing still. Just not really doing much. And it's got to start with something like I talked about a couple weeks ago, but still haven't done. Is going back to the gym and working out and trying to lose some weight. Because as long as I'm at this size, I'll never get anything accomplished in my life. As I just, for one, most of the time I'm just too tired to do it. It's easier to sit around at this size and do nothing than it is to like walk around and stand up, and it's physically hard to do things. So that's the first thing. Secondly, I'll never get a girlfriend looking like this. It's like, sure, like they say, like everybody, there's somebody out there for everyone, and all that nonsense that you trick yourself into believing. That, you know, inner beauty is the only one that counts, and I can't think of any. I mean, there's a ton of shit out there like that. That ugly people say, or that positive things that they say to kind of like, yeah, don't worry, man. You know, there's, everything's going to be all right. Just keep a positive attitude and, you know, things will work out. And it's just ways to get yourself to think in a way that allows it to happen. So I get it. I get thinking positively, and I think being optimistic, and I understand all that. It's not easy, though. It's... So, is there somebody out there that could love me how I look right now and how I act and all that kind of stuff? Probably. I wouldn't discount the possibility. But even if I lost, say, like 25 pounds, would my chances increase? Of course they would. Because whether you like it or not, initial attraction is almost always physical. And then once you talk to the person, once you get to know them, there's other parts of them that you like or that you fall in love with, or like the reason that you want to be with them is because I love her sense of humor. I love that she cares about everybody else more than herself. I love the way she looks at me. I love the fact that she loves me. Like, there's so many things that kind of go beyond that physical attraction, like after you get past that initial stage. But unfortunately, that first part of entering a relationship is getting somebody to talk to you. Like, initiating the conversation is half the battle. And I know that's a line from Big Daddy, but it's the God honest truth. Just getting to that point is the most difficult part of all. And luckily, there's things like, you know, internet dating websites that would help me anonymously start up a conversation. And hiding behind an avatar, or like a picture of myself of my choosing, that shows me in the best light, that could not maybe show my entire body, just kind of like from the chest up or something, just like a profile, like picture. It's like, oh, he doesn't look, you know, that. I mean, I wouldn't use like a picture like when I was like 22 and I was maybe a little skinnier, but still, you have a pretty good way of deceiving somebody while still showing who you are. And you can carefully think out your responses to a question, and you can do that. But then once you get past that phase, then there's the actual meeting in person, and then you can't lie. Like, I am who I am. So I've never tried internet dating because I'm scared, I guess, to get to that point where I actually have to talk to somebody and they'd have to see me. And it's like, I have no problem talking to people, I guess, for the most part, but I have a problem with them talking to me. And it sounds strange. That doesn't make sense, really. But it's the kind of thing that I don't like to talk about myself to somebody, because talking about yourself to somebody is like, you're kind of bragging in a way. You're kind of pumping yourself up and, you know, in order to be more attractive to them. And I have nothing really good to say about myself. And I'm not very confident. I'll pin it right on that. I have like zero confidence whatsoever. So there you go. But I think for me personally, it all starts with my physical appearance. I gotta do it. I'm at the stage of my life where almost 32, I'll be 32 in about 3 months, March, April, May. Less than 3 months, I'll be 32. And that's still pretty young as far as life goes. A lot of people I know are just getting married now. A lot of people are just having their kids now. So if I got married soon and had kids soon, I'd still be relatively young to be able to enjoy the rest of my life with these people. So there is still hope for me. There is still a chance. But the clock's really ticking, man. The time is running out. Like, whether I like it or not. So it has to start now. I really can't delay this thing anymore. And I know I talk nonsense. I talk a wicked game. I'm always talking on here. How many things on this podcast have I promised to do? Have I said, oh, I'm going to make this change. I'm going to this and that. And how many things have I actually changed in my life since I started this back in November or whatever? I don't know. I really don't have a gauge of the productivity or the positivity or any of those ivities gained off of doing this. The only thing I could say for certain so far is that it's kind of helped pull me out of the gutter. And that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong, that's a very good thing. I no longer feel as sad as I used to because I used to bottle up all my anger and my sadness and emotions and everything like that. And now instead I talk about them. That's always a good thing. Always, always, always a good thing to talk about your feelings and to get them out there versus holding them in. Holding them in really just doesn't do anybody any good at all. So that's at least something good that's come out of this. But like I said, I've reached a point where I've just kind of plateaued. Like, I've been up and down those peaks and valleys with everything like that. Now I'm just kind of coasting steady ahead, and I don't know. It's really hard to move on to the next step because it does take a lot of hard work. This next phase is not going to be an easy one. But then again, was the first phase easy? No, it wasn't. Like, it really just had to think about things and just kind of really face a lot of my fears and deal with a lot of problems that I have pushed off to the side. And I got through that. So why can't I get through this one? Just got to get the ball rolling and just pick up some momentum, pick up some speed, and just go for it, man. Dive first. Dive in head first. All right, I think I've been about as cliche as I could possibly be during this first half of the podcast. And, well, I'm going to go to work. Hopefully get through my day without any issues. And we'll see what happens. So, this has been part one of the Drive to Stay Alive. We'll hit you up in the evening and we'll go from there. Later. All right, here we are with the Drive to Stay Alive, the return portion. And worked for an entire day. Still don't really have anything to say. But there's one thing I know for sure is that... I can't really bullshit anymore. I sit at a chair all day in the office. I'm just really not helping myself out at all. if I'm not, I guess, working out, like when I get home, and being active at night, just really not helping myself at all, out at all. It's like, I think for the most part, recently in the last probably 2-3 weeks, maybe a month, I've done a better job at eating better. As far as what I eat for breakfast, the fact that I do eat breakfast, what I do eat for dinner, try to keep the snacks to a minimum, although that's a really hard part because it's like, dude, if there's like a sweet tooth for like snacks, like not, I couldn't really give two shits about candy sometimes. Man, some shit like chips and stuff. Oof, love it. Just absolutely love that stuff. So it's really hard to stay away from that kind of shit. And so done a pretty good job with that, I think. And for the most part, too, kind of cut down my drinking. Like, I used to kind of drink every day, and now it's, like, mostly on the weekends, except for, like, Wednesday nights. And special occasions, like Valentine's Day, when Kevin and I got together and recorded some podcasts for the Daily Burner site. Other than that, I mean, like, I was sitting around yesterday, and I was drinking as I was working on some stuff on the website. And it's just kind of like, why am I even doing this? Not the working on the website part, but the drinking part. Like, I've gotten to a point where it's just kind of like, I feel nothing. And there's some nights that are, I guess, better than others, where it's like, you get that drunk, and you're just like, yeah, all right. But for the most part, like, I don't even feel anything anymore. And I just think, like, the drinking's just kind of, I'm just done with it for the most part. I know this is just kind of like sober me talking. It's going like it's fucking stupid and it's a waste of time. And drunk me will be like, woo, yeah, and take my shirt off and I don't know, get all weird and everything, but come up with goofy shit. But I really have kind of come to a point where it's like, it's maybe not as much of kind of like, I'm too old for this, but I was just kind of like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I just don't even know. I'm just kind of not really accomplishing anything by doing this. And one of the things, me personally, as a writer, I need some booze to kind of take the edge off. I do need to lower my inhibitions to just kind of like get the creative juices going. I don't know what it is, but it's like I just can't. A lot of times I just can't work sober, and I hate it. I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm not a professional writer. It's just really hard for me to get going unless I'm feeling a little loose. And it's something that, like, you know, it's like some people would be like, well, you know, smoke weed and everything, it'll change, you know, and you don't have all the side effects of alcohol, but weed just doesn't do it for me. I turn into just like a bumbling idiot. Just kind of sit there all motionless going like, all right, and I can't do any work. I can't focus. I just become a complete, like, waste of space. At least, like, with alcohol, it's like I can figure out how to do things for the most part until you kind of go overboard. But still just kind of is the fact of, like, the point of, what the hell am I doing? I just kind of feel like I'm wasting my life away on a daily basis. Just kind of feel like I said, I'm like, I'm not accomplishing anything. And a lot of people probably have different ways of, I guess, like putting a value on their life or putting meaning behind it, or just kind of, there's probably a better way to describe this, but I guess just like putting like a value on your life that society kind of, for the most part, you put that upon your like accomplishments, how much money you've made, how popular you are, whether or not you got married and had children and all that kind of stuff. And society kind of puts a lot of pressure on you to value your life as that. So if I'm going by society's definition of the value of one's life, then I really haven't done shit. Like, I have no money. This is growing increasingly more frustrating every day. Just because I'm just never going to dig myself out of debt. I have no wife. I have no children. I don't have a successful job. I have a job, but not one that I'd brag about to, you know, anybody. I just tell people I work for a vacation company. They're like, oh, cool, you must get to go on neat trips. And I'm like, nah, I don't get to do shit. I'm one of the pencil pushers that fills out forms for the most part, I guess. And so, I totally just ran the shit out of that red light because I wasn't paying attention. Because instead of paying attention, I'm sitting here futzing around with this microphone, and I ran that red light like big time. We're talking like not even yellow. I'm talking straight on red running, and that's my fault. I totally apologize for that. It was very dangerous, and one of the reasons why this drive to stay alive is sometimes a literal drive to stay alive. Like, while I'm in this car, I'm controlling my destiny, basically. Like, if I just fuck around and don't pay attention to the road and everything, like, I really could end my life. Or worse. I think worse than actually dying would be crippling myself. Yes, I think dying is the easier of the two options. I hate to live not being able to walk again, or not being able to have use of my arm, so I couldn't be able to type or write anymore or play guitar or anything like that. All the things that I enjoy doing. And I guess if we're just going to tie this back into what I'm talking about, I'm on the pace right now with my health to not be able to walk, to have some kind of physical injury. Like, I can't believe that at 32 years of age, I haven't had any like back issues or knee issues or anything because of my weight. By now, like, it should have crippled me, which kind of leads me to believe that I still can pull myself out of this. If I'm able to kind of be at this size and still be able to function on a day-to-day basis, like, I should be one of those people that can't get out of bed. Like, so far, for the most part, my weight really hasn't held me back. Like, granted, I can't run a marathon, or I can't go up and down 10 flights of stairs with ease. But it hasn't prevented me from doing my job at Miller Park. It hasn't prevented me from swimming or... Well, it does prevent me from taking my shirt off, but it doesn't prevent me from, like, swimming or most aerobic exercises, like walking and all that kind of stuff. So maybe I'm just lucky that this really isn't hurting me as much as it should. But maybe it is the fact that my body is strong enough to deal with this kind of shit, And so inside of me, somewhere underneath all those roles, is a fit person who's right now struggling, but can do it, can be a physically fit person. So I don't know what I'm so scared of by not going to the gym and not trying to recognize my full potential. And it kind of leaves me in a position where I almost have to do it just to see if I can. Like, it's a really tough spot to be in, just because it is going to be a lot of hard work. This will most likely be the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life if I try to get in shape. More difficult than graduating from college. Because in college, I mean, I'm not going to shortchange, I guess, college or what I did and everything like that. Because a lot of times during college, I was working two jobs and still writing papers and taking tests and everything. So college for me wasn't a walk in the park. I wasn't very good at school. I never have been in my entire life. So for me to be able to pull my shit together and actually earn a degree, there was a lot of hard work in there. Granted, I kind of spaced it out over 7.5 years or something. And I also kind of took an easy way out by getting a bachelor's degree in communications. But I did it. It was a big accomplishment. It was not easy at any point. I never really got anything handed to me, and I was never, aside from writing, I was never really good at anything. I wasn't, but the thing is, I'm good at writing, but I'm not really good at research. And so while I could write the shit out of a paper, it would take me forever just to get all the information to be able to put it together to be able to write the shit out of a paper. And so college, like I said, was not easy for me. But this is going to be a whole lot harder. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I've never done it. I've made a couple unsuccessful... And the other thing, too. I've made two unsuccessful attempts. One of them lasted longer than the other. Like, when I first signed up... Actually, three. Shit, if I'm really thinking about it. Three unsuccessful attempts. The first one was when I joined the Y, the YMCA, and I did a decent job there, but then I stopped going. And then when I joined Anytime Fitness for the first time, and I did really well the first time, that's when I was going then, like after work. And working out like 2-3 times a week. And I was doing a pretty good job. And then the third failed attempt was last year in March as part of my 7-7 series, where I tried to go back to the gym. I can't believe it's been a whole year. But yeah, that was another failed attempt. So I have tried and failed at this so many times that I'm just kind of like, it's so easy for me to cop out and be like, well, maybe I just can't do it. Maybe there's certain things that some people can't do. But the truth is, I didn't stick with it long enough. My problem has always been the fact that I need to see results. I can't, and that's one of my biggest problems with religion, is why I don't go to church and why I'm not big on the whole God. I mean, I believe in God, but I mean, the whole thing is the fact that there's so many bad things that happen in this world, and especially me recently in the last couple of years, that I've had to be a part of, that it's just kind of like, if there is a God, why does he make us suffer so much? So, I don't know, that's a whole big long topic that I've touched on in the past and I'll probably touch on in the future, but religion. But with religion, you don't really get to see the results. You have no idea if there is a God, that there could be a possibility that this is all for nothing. And when we die, we die. But there can also be the possibility that when we die, we go to heaven. So, but you don't know until you actually get there, or you die and nothing happens. Or you die and go to heaven, who knows? So, I haven't stuck with like working out long enough to see results. And it's really hard to work out. What I do need, I need like a good solid 3 months. Because when I don't see results, it's just kind of like, well, same old shit, different day. Like, this is not working like I had expected it to. Basically, I think I'm looking for just like a quick fix. Of just like, I want to lose weight. I want to lose it now. I don't really want to work hard at it. I don't want this to be like a gradual process. Dude, I need to get in shape now. And it's not like that. Any kind of miracle diet or fad or anything like that, yeah, you might lose some weight right away, but then you put it back on. Without hard work and dedication and all that kind of stuff, nothing works. Nothing happens easily in this life. Nothing is given to you for free. Like, even if, like, for whatever reason, you may be born into, like, a rich family and you just have everything handed to you your entire life, there's still going to be some point in your life where you're going to have to struggle with something. So it's like, I have been given the benefit of having a really good family, but there's been other aspects of my life that I've had to work at. So it's like, you have some things, but you don't have other things. And even so, like, my relationship with my family, even though it's good, I've had to work at it. I've had to work really hard, like, just like in dealing with my mother. I couldn't wait to leave the home. And there was nobody that I got along with less than in the world than my mom. And I think I even went to therapy for it and everything. I talked to a counselor just because, like, she's just riding me so much that I couldn't deal with it. But now she's like one of my favorite people in the entire world. It's just because, like, we worked at our relationship, and now it's like I'd do anything for my mom. So, I don't know, that's another story too, but I think kind of what I'm getting at is the fact that, like, things that I know I can work at, I do. And I do, when I do kind of see some kind of, like, a result, I keep working. But every time I've tried to, like, go to the gym and work out and everything, I've never seen any kind of result. And so it makes it just that much difficult to keep doing. I'm a results-oriented person. I'm not the blind faith and blind trust and just kind of like, whatever you say, we'll do it, and, you know, just follow orders. Now I'm a questioner. I just question why, whether or not we should be doing something, or, like, I think something's a total waste of my time. But with me being about, I don't know, 20-some blocks from home, I guess I'm just going to close it with this. I have to do something. Because I'm tired of spending so much of my time alone. And there's one thing I hold back on this podcast. Like, for the most part, I'm pretty damn open and honest about everything. But there's one thing that I hold back on. And since nobody ever listens to this shit, trust me, I know, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Never been in a, like, serious, like, legitimate relationship. It's just like I'm missing out on, like, this whole part of life that comes with relationships and and getting your heart broken and going out on a date and holding hands and looking into somebody's eyes and telling them that you love them and all that kind of stuff. Everything you see in the movies, everything you watch your friends go through, from the being so infatuated with somebody that, you know, it makes your heart kind of jump around, to the getting your heart broken so much that you lay in bed for 3 days crying. All of that, all the good and bad that goes with relationships and love and everything. I've just been missing out on that kind of thing my whole life. And it's just kind of time to end that. It's just really time to stop living my life like this. And so I'm going to go ahead and make this a goal. By the end of the year, here's 2013, it's mid-February. So I'm giving myself 10.5 months, basically, to 9.5 months. I can't do math. Like, actually critically think on the air, but I'm just going to go ahead and make myself a goal by the end of the year. I want to have a girlfriend by the end of the year. I want to have, because I've hung out with girls before and had been in a relationship, with the exception of the, hey, you want to be my girlfriend, or hey, maybe we should take this to the next level instead of just being friends, like close friends. So I just want to get to that point where it's like, I want to have a girl be my girlfriend, and I want to have that girl call me her boyfriend, and I want it to be on Facebook, and I want to bring her to family parties, and I want to go out and hang out with some other couples. Just be like, I want to go to weddings and actually have a plus one. Seeing as everybody's getting fucking married these days. So that's my goal by the end of the year. And it all starts today. Because if I feel better about myself, as far as who I am physically, my physical health, my mental health, that'll allow me to feel better about everybody. Feel better with other people, and just kind of be more likely to put myself out there. Oh shit. I really hope nobody listens to this. Like, I've been fortunate so much that nobody does listen to this podcast. Because I know. Because people would have said something to me had they actually listened to this shit. I guess we'll see. But with every time I drive, with every day I wake up and I'm alive, it's another day to change things. And to do something for the better, to improve my life, to right some of those wrongs, to have some of those first-time experiences that I've missed out on. And it's another day to be alive and be thankful for that. So, oh God, I'm just, I can't believe it. So, welcome to my pathetic life. I am still alive. Oh, dear God, what have we done? But keep driving, keep staying alive, my friends. We'll talk to you next time. Maybe. All right, later.